If you're looking for the perfect song for any occasion, then Nick Harcourt is your man. He's the author of Music Lust, recommended listening for every mood, moment, and reason. Mr. Harcourt is also host of KCRW's Morning Becomes Eclectic. He joins us to talk about his book as well as some of the best music we may have missed this past year. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for asking. Pleasure to talk to you.
The book you've written is basically a big list, of what you consider some of the best music ever, right?
Well, it's a book of some lists. You know, when the publishers actually came to me, and I was in the very fortunate position of somebody asking me if I would like to write a book, so I figured I probably should. They might not ask again. I basically started to put together lists and categories of music that I found interesting and that I hoped that other people might find interesting as well. And it runs the gamut, really, from talking about the Rat Pack and the important records that those guys made to perhaps albums you might have missed. For example, there's an album that I loved that came out probably around about 15 years ago by a group called the Liberty Horses. Never put out another record, just this one album.
How'd you pick them?
Basically, albums that I felt that perhaps a lot of people were not aware of. I mean, Patti Smith is somebody that you know, that I know, and perhaps people know the name, but how many people really know Patti Smith's music, especially if you're perhaps 25 years old? You know, Horses came out 30 years ago now. If you're a younger person just getting into music, you might not know Patti Smith's music or the importance of Patti Smith, so that's why that album is in there.
So let's talk about overlooked music from this year. What's on your list?
Well, there's a couple of things. You know, one of the brightest moments for me watching television this past year was at the Academy Awards when Jorge Drexler, who's an artist from Uruguay, won the Oscar for the best song, original song in a movie. His song was included in the movie soundtrack for The Motorcycle Diaries. And any of your listeners who were watching that will remember that he actually wasn't allowed to perform his song. They actually had Carlos Santana and Antonio Banderas perform this song. When he won the award, he got up on stage and instead of giving an acceptance speech and thanking everybody he could think of, he just sang his song a cappella. That was so touching to me. We had Jorge on our program just a couple of weeks after that, and he performed a song for us, which we ended up putting on a compilation CD that we've released of Latin alternative artists called Sounds Eclectico, and we're going to play you a track from it right now. It's Jorge Drexler.
Dos generaciones menos. Dos generaciones más. Fechas. Tan solo fechas, yo estoy aquí, tú estabas allá. El pico y la pala, el hielo en los dedos, te estás jugando las manos. El mundo se muere y tú sigues vivo. Porque recuerdas tu piano.
Very tender, that music. Let's keep going down the list.
Well, up next is a band called The Magic Numbers. This is from a CD that I fell in love with at the beginning of this year when I got a copy of it as an import from the UK. My favorite album of the year, it's self-titled, and we're going to listen to a song called Love's a Game.
Maybe I'm a fool for walking in line. Maybe I should try to leave this town. I'm an honest mistake that you made. Did you mean to? Oh, did you mean? Oh, did you mean? Love is just a game.
That is straight out of seventh grade, that one.
Well, you're beginning to get where I'm coming from, Linda.
I like the name of the group, Joy Zipper, that's on your list. Here's a track which is called Out of the Sun.
Santa came to me, saw my love at play, saw my
Nick, this track is very poppy, and it reminds me of the Beatles. Are you back in another decade? Is that the deal?
Yeah, I'm still in the 60s. I'm 4 years old right now. I'm still back in the 60s. Something about this song just caught my attention. I can't really explain it. Joy Zipper, it's an independent band. It's a couple who write music together from Long Island, New York. They put out this record called American Whip, and that song I just loved.
Let's hear another one of your picks. This is from your list. This is from the hip-hop artist called M.I.A. So, Nick, tell us about this one.
M.I.A. is the nom de plume from an artist out of Sri Lanka who actually resides in London right now, also spent a little bit of time in New York. And what she's done with this debut record called Aureola, which came out a little earlier on this year, is really mix up a lot of different things, some hip-hop beats, there's a little bit of raga from the South Asian continent, and a lot of slang in there as well. Lyrically, it very much addresses what's going on in the world now, and this girl's father, actually, is a rebel leader in Sri Lanka, and the Tamil Tigers. He's still there, apparently, so she's got an interesting take on life.
Now, a number of your picks are British-born or British-based. Are you promoting the old country?
Well, you know, it's hard to escape where you come from. As I said a little bit earlier, I grew up listening to the Beatles. That's the music that my parents played. And as a young teenager, the music I listened to was pop music over in the UK. And I'm always going to be drawn to that sensibility. So invariably on my end of year lists, there's always a number of British artists.
Okay, we have time for one more song. And let's make it the best, or at least one of the best of the year.
Well, this last song is actually a song from a Los Angeles-based group called She Wants Revenge, and I'm currently working on a television program called Love Monkey as a music supervisor, and this is a group that we actually put into the program performing live in the show, and this song is called Monologue.
We will take love and swear upon the things that we just can't keep.
Nick, I think you're doing it again. This one is kind of David Bowie.
Well, they just sound English. You know, interestingly enough, they get compared with Interpol, who are actually a band from New York who also
right.
sound English.
Uh-huh.
And all of the all
and
of these
dress
bands
English.
Well, exactly, in black and the skinny ties. And all of these bands, I think, have one thing in common, which is they look back to that early 80s type of music that was coming out of the UK, like, I guess, Bowie to a certain extent, and The Cure, and other groups as well, like Joy Division in particular, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nick, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for asking. Happy New Year.
Nick Harcourt is the host of Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW in Santa Monica and is the author of a new book, Music Lust, Recommended Listening for Every Mood, Moment, and Reason. For a list of the music you heard today and to find out how to listen to Nick Harcourt's show on the Internet, come to our website, NPR.org.
If you're afraid to see